Mark Buck. I'd like to welcome everybody to the August 3rd, 2022 Florida Building Commission's Education Program Oversight Committee meeting. And with that, I'd like to walk through our roll call. We have Don Brown. I don't see Commissioner Brown on yet. Do we have Commissioner John?
I'm here.
And do we have Commissioner Langill?
I'm here.
And do we have Commissioner Shipper?
I'm on.
And I am Commissioner Michael Barone, and we do have a quorum. We have staff that's attending as well. We have Thomas Campbell. We have Jim Hammers,
the Soul,
Michael Smith, and Michael Allen.
Yeah, no, we were losing you. You're becoming a bit garbled.
Okay. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, you're better now, so.
Okay. All right. My apologies. Thank you for that. Did you hear all of the commissioner introductions?
Yes.
Yeah. And did you hear all the staff introductions?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, very good. All right. Then we will move to agenda item number 5, which is the review and approval of our meeting agenda. From the commissioners, we'll be looking for any comments or a motion.
Shipper will move approval.
John, a second.
Thank you, commissioners. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Thank you. The motion carries. We are now at agenda item number 3, review and approval of the May 26, 2022 meeting minutes.
Schiffer will move approval.
I second, John.
Thank you, commissioners. Is there any further discussion? Hearing no discussion on the May 26, 2022 meeting minutes, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Thank you, commissioners. The motion carries. Okay, agenda item number 4 is our pending accreditor applications for recommendation to the commission. And with that, I'll ask Mr. Clark to walk us through that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Pending accreditor's name is Sanjeev Mangali, and he used to work for a company called Gold Coast School of Construction. He now works for a different company called Construction Professionals Institute. He is a former accreditor. Tom thought it would be a good idea, since he's changing companies, to go ahead and go through the reapproval process. Mr. Mangali resides in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm assuming that everyone received the rule language regarding the approval of accreditors. I did check Mr. Mangali's licenses to determine if they were current, and they are. Specifically, he has a certified general contractor's license, license number CGC1509687. It is current and active. He has a certified general contractor's license, license number CGC1520075, which also is current and active. He has a certified specialty contractor's license, license number SCC1311518 75, that also is current and active. He has a home inspector's license, license number HI6326, which is also current and active. And he has a real estate broker's license, license number BK3315913, which also is current and active. As you can, I'm assuming everyone had a chance to read Mr. Mangalee's resume. As you can see, he has extensive work experience, and it seems to the trade areas that he is seeking approval for seem to match his both the experience stated in his resume and his current licenses. And those specific trade areas that are referenced in his application were accessibility administration, building commercial, building residential, energy, existing building code, mechanical, plumbing, and roofing. I think you also could, take a look at the flowchart that he created, which describes or explains the accreditor's job when reviewing a course, and the information he provided was correct. Given this information, I'll turn it over to the EdPOP members. If you have any questions for or about Mr. Mangalee, he told me he would be attending this meeting, so I'm assuming he's online. But that's all the information I have about Mr. Mangalee.
Mr. Mangalee is on, and so I will open it up to the commissioners at this time. Does anybody have any questions for either Mr. Clark or Mr. Mangalee, who is in attendance? So, hearing no questions at this time, Thomas, did you want to add anything?
No, I was just going to confirm with Michael that he's recommending approval.
Yes, I do recommend approval. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Just as a point of order, do we need to open this up for public, or is this not a public comment item?
You can open it up for public comment.
Okay, thank you, Thomas. Okay, Mr. Mangalee, is there anything else you'd like to add to Mr. Clark's presentation?
No, sir. Thank you for the thank you, Chair, and thank you for the board for accepting this. My only one suggestion that there is a accreditor named Bob Chenabam. He passed away in 2008, and it still shows as an active. I think if there is a process to remove those who are dead, it would be great. Still keep showing his name, and he's no more since 2009.
Okay, all right, thank you for that. I'm sure the staff will take a look at that. Thank you so much for that. With that, go ahead, Tom.
Oh, you handle it.
Okay, all right, very good. With that, if there's no other questions for either Mr. Clark or the applicant, we're going to open it up for public comment at this time. Okay, hearing no public comment, we're going to close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners for a motion.
I make a motion to approve, Commissioner John.
And I'll second that, Brad Schiffer.
Commissioner John and Commissioner Schiffer, thank you. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you for walking us through that, Mr. Clark. We're going to move to agenda item number 5 now, pending advanced accredited course applications for recommendation to the commission. And we only have one on our agenda, and that is course number 1107. Mr. Clark, would you walk us through that, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course title is Advanced Mechanical Codes, 7th Edition. The provider is Education Pathways. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh. And the accreditation date is 7-19-2017. 2022. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course explaining Chapter 3 of Florida's General Regulations of Mechanical Code, 7th edition. Participants will recognize the importance of building code regulations, recall the types of codes that apply, and review the details of sections 301 through 12 of the Florida General Regulations Mechanical Code, 7th edition. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that A, the hours of credit in the course description was missing. B, the actual course description was missing. C, the method of course evaluation was missing. D, the course certificate of completion was missing. And E, a title page to the course was missing. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the Ed Poc could instead motion to conditionally approve this course, subject to adding the hours of credit, adding a course description, adding a method of course evaluation, adding a certificate of completion, and adding a title page to the actual course material.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. It seems like there's a lot of elements missing out of this one. At this time, are there any questions from the commissioner to Mr. Clark before we open it up to the public?
Yeah, this is Brad Schiffer. Mr. Clark, did you contact the accreditor to see if you could catch up with that information?
No, I was going to do it after the meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Clark? All right. Thank you, Mr. Clark. A very thorough presentation. Thank you for that. At this time, I'd like to open it up for public comment. Is the applicant online? Okay. Hearing no public comment, we will close public comment. And bring it back to commissioners. Is there any further discussion?
Can I make a comment, please? I would recommend that we reject the course and have it be submitted. I will not conditionally approve the course. I think there's too much missing, and I'd like to see the course again once they've completed everything.
All right, thank you for that. Are there any other comments from any of the other commissioners? All right, I share the same view. I think this is missing too many key elements. If it were one or two in the past, we have conditionally approved those. There are, items that can be added, but this is one that seems to be a completely, incomplete package. So I would agree. With that, I'll look for a motion.
Commissioner John, I make a motion that we disapprove the course and have them resubmit it.
Thank you, Commissioner John. Do we have a second? Do we have a second on the motion on the floor?
I'll second, Langill.
Thank you. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, thank you. The motion is carried to deny this application. Mr. Clark, if you would, reach out to them, let them know why it was denied, and help them with whatever additional information they need to provide a fully complete package for the next meeting.
I will do that, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we're going to move to agenda item number 6, pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. I have no pending items for agenda item number 6. Mr. Clark, is there anything that needs to be added to that?
for agenda item 6, no sir.
Thank you, sir. For agenda item 7, we have no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses or recommendation to the commission. For agenda item number 8, we have no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation to the commission. For agenda item number 9, the Educational Administrator's Activity Report, Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Education Administrator's Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from May 17, 2022 through July 25, 2022, including the description of the staffing of the EdConf meetings and handling various inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the FBC education program. Also contained is the training funding information, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Mr. Chair, if there are no other questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the August 3rd, 2022 EdHoc agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Are there any questions for the administrator from the commissioners?
Schiffer has one.
Go ahead.
Mr. Clark, does that mean, looking at the budget, that we're out of money for training, we're out of any funds to support the training?
As far as the funding information from Building a Safer Florida, I think the money still exists.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I don't have an exact number. I can find that out for you.
It's Tom Campbell. Yeah. Building a Safer Florida has the same amount of money that it all that it always does, and they've been sending it out for allocating it to the course providers as they typically do. So there's nothing different for this fiscal year as compared to the one in the past.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any other questions to the administrator? Hearing none, Mr. Clark, thank you for the report. Item number 10, other POC business. Commissioners, do we have any other POC business? Okay, hearing none, we'll now open up the public comment. Is there any public comment, please, at this time? All right, we'll close public comment. POC members and staff, any comment? Okay, hearing no additional comments from staff, want to remind everybody that we have an October 2022 and a December 2022 meeting schedule, time and date to be determined. And if there is no other business, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much for everybody's time today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, commissioners.
This conference is